From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. An era is ending at Miami City Ballet. Founding director Edward Villela will step down at the end of the season, and his wife, Linda Villela, is stepping down from her post at the helm of Miami City Ballet School today. I recently caught up with Linda at the ballet's studios on Miami Beach. Linda was never a ballet dancer. She told me she used to be a professional skater.
I basically started the school because I didn't want to be bothered driving into Coral Gables, which was about a half-hour drive, but possibly more in traffic, for my daughter to take ballet class.
You sort of accidentally started a school. You weren't planning on it becoming as big as it did.
Furthest thing from my mind that it would become this international program. And, you know, I don't know how things get created. Sometimes I think if you have a long-range goal that you just are absolutely insistent on, it doesn't work. But when you just put little baby steps in front of you, things do happen for you. And this was done very innocently. In fact, my husband was dead set against it because there were a lot of local ballet schools in the area. And he did not want me competing with them and offending them. So what he did was he said, well, you know, you can start this for Krista. He says, but, you know, don't ask for us for any money. We're not going to give you a dime, and you're not allowed to advertise. And I went, okay, I didn't mind. It was just for my daughter, right, and her friends. And
I mean, that's crazy for me to hear that Edward Villela, the founder of Miami City Ballet, didn't want a school attached to the company
Not
initially.
Right away. He wanted to do it himself and when he was ready.
Now, it's a big step from starting a dance school to growing it into one of the most prestigious dance academies in the country. How did you do it?
Well, first of all, we're attached to the most wonderful ballet company. So students would be looking to perhaps dance here one day. And originally, that was not the case, but once we got this building, and we had a fabulous building to present also, it kind of changed the tone of things.
Now, where was the building originally?
It was on Lincoln Road, and it was the Victoria's Secret. It didn't look as nice in our day. I remember sitting, I had a little tiny office in the very back, and I remember talking to a parent once, telling them how wonderful it would be to come to this school, and I'm sitting on the back of my chair, on the top of my chair, because I've got like 6 or 7 baby mice running around my feet. It was very different than here.
So once you moved in here, it helped grow the school.
Well, once we got in here, I had this brilliant idea that actually worked. And I called a couple of friends that run very prestigious schools in the country. And I said, listen, we're starting a summer program. And it's our first year. And what I'll do is, if any of your students want to come, I'll give them a free tuition scholarship. I got some really very, very good dancers. And actually, some of them improved so much when they got back to their schools that they actually skipped a level. And from that and from the word of mouth, we never had a problem after that. The other thing I did was I applied to Homeland Security to get I-20s to be able to bring in students from Canada, all over South America, all over Europe, China, Japan. We had a little boy from Brazil that was with us a couple of years ago, and he just got into the National Ballet of Canada. I think, you know, there are so many highs with this. And I think also with me leaving, to have all the love that I'm having from all the parents and all the support has been just amazing.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
And that was Linda Villela, the founding director of Miami City Ballet School. Today is her last day. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Ariana Prothero.